David, we showed loads of character to come through that one today.
Yeah, I mean, that really, really feels good. I think we were... The frustration of when we conceded the goal and how we conceded the goal after, we knew they were going to have a lot of possession. They're a very good footballing side. I think we dealt with that sort of very well, kept our shape very well. And by that time in the game, you could see exactly how their goal came. It came from their centre-half having to play a big long diag, because that's what they'd resorted to, because we had such a good shape and we were working so hard to sort of stop them passing it through. So, to concede the goal like that, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there would have thought, that's it, we'll crumble and it'll be Kidderminster in the ascendancy, not us. So to come back after that and get, what I feel is a fully deserved win, really, really is a good feeling.
You say fully deserved. When you look at the chances that we had in that second half, there must have been three or four good enough chances to win it before Tomo got the win right at the end there.
Yeah, you're not talking about half chances, you're talking really full on chances. And I think, we knew, as I said, Kidderminster are a very good footballing side, but we scored three down there. They're not, because they do play quite a lot, you can get at them, and we knew we'd get chances. So the game plan itself was going exactly how we planned it to. And like I say, to have the disappointment of conceding the goal the way we did, to then come back, get back on top and win the game, I think just shows what the team spirit and what the lads and the character, and I think the whole club at the moment, really is about.
Yeah. Tom will get the headlines for his winner, but I think a lot of people also will be looking at the back four today, because when you look at young Vaux there thrown in, albeit he had 24 hours notice after Ben's injury, to form such an effective partnership with Josh Eaton there, it's a springboard for victory.
Yeah, I think if you look at the last 6-7 games in the good run, can't just say it's because we're doing very well going forward. I think both as a team, from 1 to 11, we're doing very well defensively, and we're doing well going forward as a team. It works both ways. We don't really defend as a five and attack sort of as a five. It's everyone's in it together. I think Pearcey, obviously he'll be disappointed with the goal today, but he's made two or three really, really good saves as well. And the way he commands his area, and everything about his game, I think, shows a maturity beyond his years. The same you'd say with the likes of, so Josh Eaton's done really well the last few games. I think if he doesn't get ahead of himself, keeps concentrating on what he's good at, and like today, sort of back to basics, just winning every header, and I think Jack was very, very assured, not just on himself winning headers, I think doing the right things on the ball, making the right decisions. I think decision making all over the pitch was very good, and I think I'd say to make the change, have Terry have to come out, because Terry was doing really well at centre half with Josh the last few games, so for him to have to come out back to left back, I'd say Jack to go in as a young lad against a very, very good attacking team. Really, really good performance by them, and hopefully that kind of confidence going into a run of games. We now say we've picked up a lot of good results against teams you might have said we had no right to, so now we have to back that up, because I think we've got a run of games against teams who we've got to back ourselves to be beating, so, or at least picking up points on a regular basis. So that's the level we've sort of come up to now after performing so well over the last month.